परम करुणा पहुद्विजना निताय गौरचंद्र
परम करुणा गौरचंद्र
परम करुणा पहुद्विजना निताय
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
अनंत कोटि विष्णु बिंद की नवचार श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय दैत गदाधर सेवासरि गौर भक्त बृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय न्यू जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय द्वारक धाम की जय गंगा मई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय हरि नाम महामंत्र की जय युग धर्म हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय गौर मंडल गिरी की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय भक्ति वेदांत गुरुकुल स्कूल की जय इंग्लिश भक्ति पाद की जय अद्वैत ऋषि प्रभु की जय विचारु प्रभु की जय गौर मंडल गिरी भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमा भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द
सन
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सन
ऑल
ग्लोरीज टू द सन ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग
जय जय विश्वनाथ महंत प्रिया जय सतल सत श्री श्री मार भागे वासु सुन देवला सोल मारा श्री श्री पार की श्री श्री पार की श्री श्री पार की
ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय सच्चुमृतं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले स्मृते वशिष्ठाय नमस्ते सरस्वती देवं गौरवाणी प्रसारिणी सुषुम्नी पश्यति देशतारिणी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय दैत्य गदाधर श्रीवासनि गौर भक्त वृंद ईश्वर परमा कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिरादिर गोविंद सर्व कारण कारणम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्ण सो थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर नाइस हॉस्पिटैलिटी सो यू आर लर्निंग दिस चैंटिंग नाइसली सीम्स दैट यू आर लर्निंग वेरी वेल चैंटिंग I was expecting that you respond very nicely. This is bhajanam, bhajanam kirtanam. This is the most important aspects in the ashram. The basic chanting. This is kirtan. Especially we should chant this mantra every day because we have to hear Gaunitai. So that we can get the first mercies already there, but then by remembering more enthusiastically every day, we'll get more mercy. So we should learn this chanting, especially Param Karuna. The song is very nice, sung by Lochan Das Thakur. Go away, Lochan Das. So here, saying that there are so many incarnations of the Lord. But there are no incarnations like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. This is called Parama. Parama means supreme. Parama Karuna means supremely merciful. Parama Karuna Pahu Dvijana. Dvijana means these two personalities. For those, Nitai Gauri Chandra. Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nitai Gauri Chandra. So these are most supremely merciful avatars. There are so many avatars, but there are no avatars like Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they are so merciful, they are called Paramakaruna, means they are supremely merciful. So when you get the mercy, then everything will go on very nicely. Paramakaruna Pahuti Jana Nitai Gauri Chandra. Sava avatar sara siramone keval ananda kanda. So when we have an intense desire in our heart to serve their lordship, you see, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will be simply joyful. Keval ananda kanda. You will be simply be swimming in the ocean of ecstasy, of happiness. Yavala Anandakanda means simply joyful. You will be simply joyful. So, this is a very important instruction to all of us. So, Roshan Das is requesting to all the devotees, to all the living entities, especially the devotees, Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sridhar Vishasa. My dear brothers, he said, my dear brothers, you kindly engage yourself in worshipping these two personalities. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. You worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu always. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. But what is the mood of worshipping? But Sudhira Vishwasakari, when you have great confidence in your heart, you have great faith in your commitment in your heart, you have great determination in your commitment to serve the Lord. In your heart, because it cannot be artificial. You have to have a great confidence in yourself that the Lord is going to give the mercy. Sudhira Vishwasa Kari. So, Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudhira Vishwasa Kari. Then, one condition is saying, Vishaya Sharya. Vishaya means all the worldly problems called Vishaya. Or Sangshara, is it? The worldly problems called Vishaya. Vishaya means all these. What are the worldly problems? The attachment to the material, this is a material attachment, is called the worldly problems. So, Vishaya Sharya. Sharya means you must be completely away from all these worldly problems. Sharya means, you know, you completely, you know, keep these worldly problems far, far apart, and you completely forget about it. Vishaya Sharya means you abandon all types of material attachments, all types of worldly problems. Completely, you abandon all this, you know, this material attachments completely. Vishaya Sharya, Sharya, Sei Rose Mojiya. And then you completely absorb in the mood of worshipping, let's say, the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Nityananda Prabhu. Vishaya Sharya, Sei Rose Mojiya. Rose means, what is the rose? That serving the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Nityananda Prabhu. Sei Rose Mojiya. You completely absorb in ecstasy, in the mood of serving the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, then you simply chant Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. You simply chant this Hare Krishna all the time. Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Simply chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is only the condition to recognize wonderful ocean of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. So, then what is the result? If you do such things, then he is giving the result in the next line. And the Dekho Hare Bhai. Yes, my dear brothers, look around. Say, Dekho Hare Bhai. Tribhuvane Nai. Tribhuvane, that is a, you know, Dekho Hare Bhai, Tribhuvane Nai. Emono Doyalo Data. You look around in the three worlds, all over. They say there are no personalities who are as merciful as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. Dayala Data means who can give the mercy. There are no personalities in the whole three worlds, Tribhuvananayi. In all the three lokas, no personalities who can give as a wonderful mercy like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. My dear brothers, you know this. But then it's saying, Pashu Paki Jure, Pasan and Bidare, Shuni Yara Gunagata. Pashu Paki, Pashu means animals, Paki means birds. The animals and the birds, they are simply dancing in ecstasy. Jure, you know, always dancing and singing about it. And just by hearing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. And even it says, Pasan and Bidare, even the stone even melts. It's melting. Pasanita Shuni Jargana. Just hearing the qualities, the great qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, their great gunas, great glories. So everyone is in ecstasy. So that you will also get that. But then you have to chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra all the time. Then is a, you see the quality of a Vaishnava. Is that always one is always in a humble mood. So now he's saying on his own that the Sangsare Mojiya Rohili Poriya Se Pori Nahi Lo Asa. He's lamenting that although you know this will be this will give me all types of like ecstasy, happiness, but even then somehow I thought, you know, this Sangsara means in this worldly matters, this attachment to this material world, I thought they would give me happiness. Sangsare mojiya rohili poriya se pori nahi lo aso. So because of their thought, I cannot surrender, I cannot come to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. Se pori nahi lo aso. Because I thought the all these worldly matters, you know, family attractions, these friends and this all types of worldly problems and wealth, name, fame and all these artificial arrangements, I thought they should give me pleasure. So because of that, Sare Mojiya, I thought they will give me happiness, and then I could not surrender, I could not serve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sare Mojiya, Rohini Poriya, Se Puri Nahi Lasa. Then he's saying, Apuna Karma, Bhunjaya Shamana, Kahoye Lachana Dasa. So this is the result of your own karma. This is the result of my own karma, because of my own activity and desires. I could not do that. So he's just lamenting. Of course, you know, Chandas is a great devotee. So you find in all the, this is the great quality of a pure devotee of the Lord. He never thinks that he's advanced in Krishna consciousness. He always thinks that he's the most fallen. He thinks that he's the most wretched. He's the most unqualified. So this is the mood of the pure devotee of the Lord. So it's very important for us to develop at least some quality of Krishna consciousness. It cannot be artificial. Especially here in the Gurukul system, we should train our children very nicely. In the spirit that they should, from the childhood, they should learn at least the basic principles of civilized human being. It's not required. Book knowledge is not even required. But at least the way how to behave, the way how to speak, the way how to respond to the order of the elders, and so some basic principles of life should be taught. The book knowledge, one can get one if one likes to, but it's not a necessity. But at least how to understand the ultimate purpose of life can be given in that book. It's some practical example. So, it's very important. Our children are actually most fortunate. The most fortunate personalities are our children, Krishna conscious children. Because their parents are taking that great desire to become Krishna conscious, and so that they have a great interest that their children also become more Krishna conscious. The way being born is as a family, it is a great, because of their good karma, they are coming to our family, to our society. Somehow Krishna has sent all these nice children.
so that I can also do some nice service for the Lord. So now it's up to us how to shape them nicely, how to give them proper direction, how to inspire them and develop the highest qualities of Krishna consciousness. So those people who are taking care of them still have greater responsibility. You can't take it so lightly. You can't play just in an ordinary way because it's a great responsibility. Training one child into Krishna consciousness takes a lot of energy, a lot of intelligence and a lot of sacrifice. You should be willing to sacrifice that, to do those, to take those responsibilities because it is a good service to the Lord. Even says, if you enter Krishna ashram, unless you can train your child to become Krishna conscious child, then you know, it is not so useful. That desire is even sinful. So, I think taking that as a guideline, I think we should make things happen very nicely and also be willing to make some sacrifice so that the children can be trained up nicely in Krishna consciousness. So how is Mohan doing? Huh? So you are chanting nicely? What about, this is a Tamal? His name is Tamal Krishna?
Nitai?
His name is Nitai, huh? Nitai. I said, Nitai. So how are you doing? I didn't see you chanting very enthusiastically. You are simply sleeping. What's wrong with you?
I'm too great.
What is he saying?
He's saying nonsense.
So Nitai is what? Nitai is a... he has a brother here?
Yes.
Gaurachandra.
So Gaurachandra, you train your brother so that he can chant more nicely. I want to see from this evening. I'm going to have a nice slideshow for you. I brought some slides for you.
Jai! Jai! Jai!